Emmy Award-winning John Mulaney presents Everybody's in L.A., a special run of six live episodes created by and starring Mulaney that'll stream live on Netflix during the Netflix is a Joke Fest. The comically unconventional show will feature special guests where John Mulaney explores the city of Los Angeles during a week when every funny person is in it. Watch John Mulaney Presents Everybody's in L.A., debuting May 3rd live at 7 p.m. Pacific Time, only on Netflix.
Price drop? Time to shop. Get to a Nordstrom Rack store today for first dibs on new markdowns. Now score even more, up to 70% off brands everyone loves at Nordstrom Rack. Denim, dresses, sneakers, tops, and more. Plus, get genius deals on jackets, sweaters, and boots for the whole family. Shop your Nordstrom Rack store today and save up to 70% with new markdowns. But hurry, deals this great won't last.
Serena!
Freedom!
What happened there?
Really no.
Did you lose your sense of rhythm?
I lost my sense of rhythm.
Here, let's hear you count to four.
One, you time.
Four.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, you're missing the two and the three.
That's Am I issue. Really?
Yeah. Do you one, know what
four.
Two is?
I did it again.
Oh my God, slow down.
How many fingers am I holding up?
Four.
No, this is two.
Shit.
How about this?
Five.
Yeah, but it was 1-4.
Yeah.
What about this?
10-4, good buddy.
Yes, exactly.
Yeah.
Wow. Roger,
I can only, my timing is reduced to CB lingo. Talk. Yes.
I love it.
On the dirty side?
When I was a kid and Smokey and the Bandit came out and CB lingo was a big deal.
Oh, man.
I fucking loved it.
Is that why CB lingo was a big deal?
Yes.
Mm. I think. Yeah, I mean,
there's no other reason.
I mean, cowboy stuff in general, like trucker stuff in cowboy country
I
stuff
like
in general.
CB is adjacent the Civil War. To Morse code being cool.
Yeah, I guess.
Dot dot dash dash dot dot.
But it makes me think of A Christmas Story. Where he's like he's using his decoder.
Oh, like,
yeah.
Was Morse code?
No, it's not Morse code actually at all.
And I'm no, it's
about,
not.
No, but I am thinking about.
You're thinking of the
now,
Turing test.
Now I'm thinking about Morse code because I'm trying to.
Are you thinking about semaphores?
Because I'm trying to.
What's semaphores?
Semaphore is the flag.
What semaphores?
Semaphore.
No, but I'm thinking my walkie-talkie.
Semaphore is my favorite Girl Scout.
We would try to do.
Oh, absolutely.
Okay. But what? So flag
it's the
language.
Like if you're holding flag-wage. Two flags and
flag-wage.
And they do it's letters
beep,
depending
beep,
on how you
boop,
hold them.
Boop.
It's for naval stuff.
Yeah.
So you can communicate to another
ship to ship.
Yeah.
It's a lot of good ideas, honestly.
You're really
or to an alien who's
I know,
level.
I feel like being over here.
Well, you're forcing me to only look at you.
Oh, okay.
That's not true at all.
Yeah, also, yeah,
what are you,
you
talking
balance
about?
It out,
you're forcing me to look
Wait,
at only
Morse
you.
Code. Morse code is like I think probably the hardest language to learn of all the languages.
Okay.
Because it's like bold so dot dot dash. It's like there's no variation.
Because I'm a person and I do words and those are
that's what I'm thinking yeah.
right
about.
And so other languages Italian that's words
I
of course,
only
so already it's
learned
a lot
the
easier
word
than
snow
dot dot dash
in other languages
you what you only know snow
so
yes,
you know
snow.
It in a million versions if you're hold on
hold on you're about no
isn't that a myth that
not?
That Inuit
just,
people
that's
have
not the word to say
we don't say that anymore
I'm so sorry what is it
Inuit
thank you
but that's isn't that a myth wasn't that an urban legend that they have
yeah.
85 words for snow or
yeah,
whatever
yeah.
the fuck
It's not real?
No, it's not real.
Well, okay, I'm catching up to speed.
This is the podcast where Lauren learns things. By the way, welcome to Threedom, the podcast where Lauren learns things.
Yeah.
I'm Lauren.
I'm Paul.
And I'm Lauren, too.
Look.
Just like in Little Shop of Horrors.
Oh, yeah.
Audrey,
Lauren
too.
And Lauren, too.
Mm-hmm.
There were two Laurens in my workout class this morning.
Oh, no.
And
hot.
I was eventually called Tall Lauren.
Oh. But what was the other Lauren?
The other one was Small Lauren, but she was.
But was she? Should she have been short, Lauren? Like, was she
I
so short she should have been short, Lauren?
I never really clocked it. I don't really pay attention to height, honestly. I think it's a tall person thing. You just
yeah,
kind
me
of,
either. I'm always like, looking down at the top of the head.
Exactly. So what am I thinking? With a lot of women, I don't really clock their height.
Yeah.
Unless they're extremely short or something.
My coworker.
Or extremely tall.
had to tell me, I think 2 years in, that she was 5'1". I was like, really?
Yeah.
If you met Brienne of Tarth, you would be like, she's tall.
Yeah.
Who's that?
I did meet her.
The tall lady, the big woman from Game of Thrones.
Oh.
Did you meet her?
I did. We did this.
Where?
We did this. Where was I? It was like a... It was a dream.
I'm trying to come up with any land in Game of Thrones.
Oh, my God. I've only seen the Targaryen first and last is episode.
Tar Heels? Dorth Carolina.
Dorth Carolina.
Where are you from? Dorth Carolina.
I met her. We did like this like series. It was like a night of one act plays that I was in. I cannot recall how I got there, who my thing was with.
Did you do Plaza Suite?
No, it was a new
Plaza
play.
Plaza Suite a one-act play?
Well, it's 3 one-act plays, I guess.
Do you feel like you have a lot of memories of things you've done where you're like, I don't remember anything about that? Like, I
100%.
Was there. Yeah. I did a play that required me to be talking to a man on the opposite side of a hospital curtain, and that was all we had. And we were reading the play, I believe. I don't think we had to memorize it.
Oh, good.
And I don't remember anything else.
Yeah.
I do kind of love that. When something pops into your brain, you're like, what was that? Why was I there?
Yeah.
What else happened?
Yeah. How did I get there? Why did I say yes?
This is not my beautiful wife.
Exactly. I was caressing him saying that.
I did a one act with Rachel Quaintance for Agents that I do not remember what it was.
Agents of S.H.I.E.L.D.?
Yeah, it was for Agents of S.H.I.E.L.D. That's right.
They need some entertainment. They work hard.
They do. And they're always together. They need other people.
Right.
I know where we did it. I remember the rehearsal process vividly. I remember everything about it other than the content of the play, which I guess tells you a little bit about my acting process.
What do you remember about the rehearsal process, if not the content?
Just like hanging out with
lunch.
Rachel.
Like
going to the theater. Itself.
Wearing your leg warmers.
Yeah.
Doing my stretches.
Looking in the mirror saying it's showtime. Eating all your pills.
Eating them.
I love your
pills. We had a topic that we were going to bring up on the show.
Is this Lauren's topics?
No.
Oh.
I have a topic later that'll be Lauren's topics. It's really good.
Wow. So that's
actually it's actually more of a question for my topic. So it's not really a topic. It's more of a
it's not
Lauren's topic. It's just
I guess you could raise a topic.
This is the opposite of how it usually goes. Usually people have more of a comment than a question.
Yeah, that's
you have
true.
More of a question than a comment.
Can I just ask you, you lent that DVD to Cool Up and it's unopened?
Yeah, well, this is a movie that I've seen many, many times.
Did she not open it?
No, she did open it, but I'm taking the stickers were just sort of, you know.
Oh my God.
Box cutter. For those of you who wonder what the fuck Lauren is on about.
I know, I sound insane.
I returned a DVD from Kulop to Paul. And Lauren sees a sticker on it and thinks that Kulop didn't even watch it.
Well, because I think that'd be a great reveal. But did you ever have, like for Christmas, I one time got a CD opener slicer in my stocking.
Yeah.
Because I had so many CDs, I was like.
Yeah.
Oh, yeah.
But wait.
Wolverine.
Tearing the.
The question was, because we were talking about how.
I was trying to do the JC intro from The Life and Times of Sean Carter, Volume 3. Anyway, go ahead.
Well, it went very well. I just wanted to ask, because you walked in 2 minutes late, maybe three.
Five.
It's totally fine.
Yeah. 10.
But Paul was here before you, and I was actually really thrown, because usually you're
I thought you were going to say thrilled.
Well, sure, that was great, too. But
usually I'm here, and we have to do small talk.
But you're here. That's how he thinks of it.
We're forced to do
That's small. How you think of it is what
no,
I'm saying.
No, that's how you think of it. But I'm saying.
That's how you think of
that's
it.
That's how you think of it.
But I'm
that's
saying.
That's how I think of it. That's how you think of it.
What I'm trying to say is it was very unusual to not see you here first. And I asked Paul, and then he said, well, now Scott has a baby, so there's going to be more chance that you'll be late.
Well, was it the baby or did I just leave late? I don't know.
And then that's another question. And then Paul said, I don't have a baby, but I'm always late. And I said, that's just part of your nature. And he said, it's not good. And I said, it's fine. He said, no, it's not. And then I was curious, what makes you late? And I want to hear what made you late. Okay. And I want to hear what tends to make you late.
All right.
What I will get wrapped up in little fucking projects in my home.
Such as? Fixing something or like building
fixing something,
building
organizing something, putting an extension on the house.
Yeah.
Making a helicopter.
Yeah.
It's little projects that I get fixated on and then it's too late.
Yeah.
Right. And I wonder sometimes, not to be one of those people, but I wonder sometimes if I do have some sort of ADHD.
I've been thinking I have that.
I've never tried to get it diagnosed or anything. And I'm not going to say I have it. What's that?
Let me diagnose you.
Sure, go ahead.
You're a total piece of shit.
Hey, is that medical?
Can you get pills for that?
I am taking pills for that. I noticed that I will be in the middle of doing something, and then I think of another thing. Like, I pass this by something that I need to do, and I'm like, I also need to do that. And then I'll be like, no, do this now. You can't do both of these at the same time.
But see, Mike and I just had this conversation because I asked him, because I had heard on another podcast. Okay, so on Elizabeth Lame's podcast, mm-hmm. her husband Andy was diagnosed I believe, ADD, yes.
Psychic Andy, that's right.
It was a whole thing where he was talking about some things, and I think some listeners were suggesting some things, and he took an actual test and did mm-hmm. the thing. And then he's now feeling much better because he's dealing with it properly. Yeah. And then one of the things I think that might have been said on that podcast was leaving cabinets open, and then there was a cabinet open for the 50th.
You're supposed to do that?
That's helps. A sign.
All your cabinets.
And there was
a
cabinet.
It's a poltergeist therapy.
There is a cabinet. Like, cabinets are being left open a couple times within a couple days. And I said to Mike, do you have ADD? I heard that this is a thing.
Right. Because he was leaving cabinets open?
But now I Who find that I open? Leave them open fucking constantly. I used to never do this. What? And he's I like, and then he, it. Every time I have one open, he's like, do you have ADD? And I'm like, you have to stop asking me that because I didn't mean it. But I now think I kind of do because I get really flittery one thing to the next. I want to
because
if I'm on the computer,
you're doing something in a cabinet. You get distracted, you leave it open, you go to something else. Is that the theory? Okay.
And then I'm like on my computer and I have a 1,000 tabs open, and then I'm doing something. Then I switch to something else. And then like 4 hours later, I go back to the old tab. I was going to sign up for that thing. I have like no memory of it.
My thing is a combination of.
Was it your OnlyFans?
Yeah, I was going to sign up for my Only Feet fans.
Here's my thing. I think it is a combo of the getting fixated on things, which may or may not be ADHD. Who knows? Also, part of that is procrastination on things I should be doing.
Yeah.
For
no reason.
Whatever reason, where it's like, you know, you have to do this thing. You have to send these emails. You have to contact these people, whatever. You have to organize this thing. And I'm like, yes, I know. But I'm going to do this other thing that is of not pressing importance at all.
Right.
But here's one other question. Do you feel like the ADD, first of all, ADD is probably becoming one of those terms like OCD where you were saying it totally inappropriate.
We may be saying it incorrectly and it may be minimizing or stigmatizing the people who actually.
Or like just using it like it's a word and not like an actual diagnosis.
But, yeah, right.
But do you think that maybe, and I'm like, what am I talking about? Just kidding. Do you think that maybe.
Anyway, see you later.
Do you think that maybe you could finish my sentence?
Computers, internet, social media.
Probably.
Lowering our tolerance for a task.
Maybe. But it might be also that just is just another thing to get lost in. As opposed to it being the cause of something.
Or it would be whatever.
Yes.
Or hoeing your garden.
Right, which I love to do.
I love it.
Oh, I miss it. Since I got a laptop, I don't hoe my garden anymore.
I know, and your garden's so unhoed.
It's like so unhoed. When people, I can tell people are thinking it when they walk past.
Yeah.
Lauren, to answer your question, I was thinking about this very morning.
Why you're late?
Well, I had something before we did this today.
Okay.
And I ended up being 8 minutes late to that.
Ooh.
And I was like, I knew that I was going to be late. Okay, I hate being late.
Yeah.
It really bothers me and I stress out as I'm going to the thing.
Feels terrible.
I stress while I do it. And today, this morning, I was like, but here's the other thing. I also don't like being early. So I always try to time it to where I arrive right on time.
I try to do that too.
So what usually happens is I very rarely ever show up early to something, but I'm often like 2 to 3 minutes late to things, right?
Yeah.
So today I was 8 minutes late to.
And was it an appointment?
It was physical therapy for my tender, tender foot.
Being 8 minutes late to that is stressful, I would say, because that's eating into your time.
Here's what's great though. Anything involving any medical professional, you can get a half hour early. You can get there an hour late. You will still wait for a minimum of 30 minutes.
Right.
Interesting.
Well, the physical therapy, they're
Here, it's a tight ship.
Well, it's
is it on a boat?
It is.
This is
That's
fun.
Why I mentioned semaphores, because they're telling me how to flex my foot with it.
Semaphores are the best cookie.
But here's the thing. I don't like being early, so I will fill up my time with just like reading something on the internet or whatever until it is time for me to go. Mm-hmm. And then suddenly something else will happen and it'll make me 2 minutes late or something. So today I was like generally taking my time, knowing how long it takes me to get ready for physical therapy. And then something happened. And I was like, man, I wish I'd hurried before. But then I had to remind myself, it doesn't matter if you're late because you're paying for this. And they just waited for me.
You're the boss.
And they did. And so I was trying not to stress.
Did you get scolded?
No one even cared when
but
I was
there. But see, I've had times where I'm late. And
in fact, they didn't give me the therapy. No one looked at me.
Or like told I can't do the thing. Like
I might be a ghost.
I arrived late to physical therapy when I had to do physical therapy for something. And it was like, I had just done it totally wrong on my calendar and I showed up 30 minutes late. And then
see,
they were like, we can't see you. And I was like, I cried. But that was a whole other thing. But
you were going to cry anyway.
Yeah, probably. It was right there.
Well, you were in love with your therapist as well.
Yeah, right, I really needed to see her. But I feel like I think I'm often like right on time, if not 2 minutes late. Mm-hmm. But what I'm usually late for is like, literally, I always have like wet hair. Like it's always like down to the last second. With,
yeah,
like,
I'll take
my
shower.
That's what you're known for.
I am known for
it. It is your thing.
I will just putter about until the last possible minute, then take the shower, arrive with wet hair.
Yeah.
Because I've just, instead of, because I feel like it's a waste of time to be cleaner early.
I just feel like I don't prioritize it until it's like, okay, now I have only this amount of time. I'll do that. But I'm trying to get a little better. And I think also my acknowledgement of my easily distractedness, not necessarily ADD, is just that I'm trying to like be more on top of it. So I last night was journaling and I was like, let me just try to center myself a little more in my day. And then part of
Can I read your journal?
It's so good. It's hilarious. It's so funny.
I try to be funny in my journal.
Trying to impress myself. But I realized like, so like part of my morning is like I will be up with Holly for hours until Mike wakes up. He has insomnia. He tends to sleep. So he sleeps in a little bit.
I have insomnia and I have to wake up early.
We've made this our routine. You know, you could have that deal.
No, because Cool Ops is like, you're taking the early because I like to wake up late.
And there you go.
Yeah.
But that's how your situation is working.
But I also have insomnia, so I'm up in the middle of the
night. That's how your situation is working.
Yep. I'm complaining about it.
I fucking hear you. And I'm like, you can do something to change that. I don't know what.
Well, I got physical therapy at 8 a.m.
Well,
now.
That's, so now you're
cool
out of the
up,
way.
Now I'm forcing Cool Up to get up.
So you also have to get up, and so does she.
Mm-hmm. One of your therapists said that to you. You can do something about that, but I don't know what.
Yeah, you can.
I know it's possible.
I know you could do something. But so I get up first, and then I'll be with Holly, and I get her dressed immediately and do all of her things for her. And then I'm like, it's like later in the morning, and I'm like in my robe being like, I'm sloppy doppy doo. Like, I just feel like.
That's a great spinoff of Scooby-Doo.
So I'm like, I've started to go, I'm just going to. I'm going to do everything for myself and make her just deal with that, which now she's old enough to do that now. So it's like, I'm just like, you play in the bathroom while I do all my things and actually get dressed.
You play with a hairdryer in the bathtub.
Well, and she does love
go
a hairdryer.
Go splash around on the toilet.
Oh my God. She fell off the toilet this morning.
No.
She was just trying to sit on it to turn
on the
lights.
Did the shit just go everywhere?
No, she was trying to sit on it to turn on the lights.
Because the light switch is right next to the toilet.
Oh.
And she's now into like turning on and off.
She doesn't think taking a shit turns on the lights.
She has no connection to the toilet being where shit goes.
Oh, really?
No, yeah. I
mean, she just thinks it goes
it's a
all
chair.
Around the house.
I don't think she goes in her diaper.
Oh,
yeah.
You forgot
diapers
about
that
you
long?
Forgot about diapers.
Yeah. Yeah, she's 15 months. I'm not trying to get her to squat on a potty. She doesn't know what's going on. But she was sitting on the toilet.
Can you potty train earlier, like say at a month?
Actually, people, I saw a TikTok type thing of someone with a 3-month-old, and you just basically have to like hold them over the toilet like constantly throughout the day.
Sounds
and
good.
Hey, I got to quit my job. I hold my toilet training my infant.
The comments were insane on that, as you can imagine. But anyway, just to
I pretty much just camped out here in the bathroom all day long.
To make it clear, she fell off the toilet into the garbage can, which was actually kind of. It was totally fine. She just like
make a cute poster
butt first into the garbage can. It was like pretty cute.
Some yeah, but stressful. Just like Mondays.
Yeah, totally.
Be nice to me. I'm having a hard day.
But I've been doing that for a few days, and it's made my life feel better. So if anyone out there, you know, it's like prioritize so yourself.
I'm
doing everything for her, and then I go, now it's time for me to do my thing.
Yes.
Yes.
And I want to do that, even if it's annoying to you for 5 minutes, and then whatever.
Maybe someday you get dressed first, and she's sloppy doppy do.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Well, today I did that because I got dressed before I went to her room.
All over her house.
What did you say? Chocolate.
I meant face, but I said house. Chocolate cake all over her house.
You're insane.
Wouldn't you like that, though?
You have a brain tumor.
I might have, but oh that sounds God. Good, doesn't it? Chocolate cake
all over the house. Anywhere. Well, you walk by any
grannies. Just grabbing it everywhere.
Yum, yum, yum.
That reminds me, I know I've told you this when I worked on Kelsey Grammer Presents the Sketch Show, that they would put, craft service would put little dishes of things all around the set.
Oh, that's right. Yes.
I just love that.
For you just to find.
Yeah.
We can't do that anymore with COVID.
No, thanks to COVID, you have to wear gloves to eat a peanut.
And you have to walk up to...
And wear a peanut to eat one
this
glove.
This is true, though. You have to walk up to Crafty and tell them what you want when they serve you, which makes you like stop being like, I'll have 10 Reese's peanut butter cups.
Yeah, exactly. Yeah.
You should do it the way you normally would do it, though, and just go up and ask for one.
Can I have different snacks?
Yeah,
Reese's
true.
Peanut butter cup. At, yeah. You know,
can I have 5 bags of Fritos to take home?
I know. That's so what it is. I miss that.
Can I get a pallet of Tejava iced tea?
When I worked at Marie Callender's Restaurant Roundup,
yeah,
there was a waitress who would just go around like grabbing little parts off the cookies on the bakery tray.
Excuse me?
Just nibbling on them all day.
That's so nasty.
We called her the nibbler, and she was just always like reaching into the cookies and taking off like a little bit and like.
No, you should all call the police. The that's actually.
I should call the police now.
Instead of calling her the nibbler, call the police on her.
Exactly.
The cops. Imagine
30
cops
years later.
We got a plate. Somebody's been breaking off pieces of cookie.
Break me off a piece of that cookie.
I just call 911 and say, help.
Help, get 3 calendars immediately.
Oh, my God.
This lady's nibbling.
Oh, can I do reality recap?
Yeah.
Yeah.
There's a fun new show on Netflix called, not sure of the name. Watched all of it. Buying Beverly Hills.
Mm-hmm.
It's starring Mauricio from Real Housewives, the husband of Kyle Richards. He is real estate mogul who I'm obsessed with.
Why?
Did you say he's the husband of Kyle Richards?
Kyle Richards.
Okay.
Who was in Halloween as a child.
What?
Okay. She was a child in Halloween, the movie. Do you remember the movie Halloween?
I remember the holiday. I remember someone filming
what
it.
What child?
Once.
Is that I'm trying to remember.
There's a little girl with black hair and braids, and she's like sitting alone in the house watching TV at one point, and then she's one of the main kids that what's her name is.
Man, that's so funny. I don't remember the kids at all.
Jamie
Lee Curtis.
I remember a guy and like he had a really white face.
Yeah, that was a mask.
William Shatner, yeah. William Shatner's in that,
Star
right?
of Halloween.
Yeah.
So the show's really good. It's about a real estate agency called The Agency in LA, and they sell really expensive, beautiful homes. So if you like watching homes, that's fun to look at. And then what's fun about it is the family business, because Mauricio has hired two of his many daughters to work there. And then there's some conflict with that. There's a lot of non-relatives who work there, of course. Those are the only two relatives. Oh, he mentioned his dad working there, too, and we never saw him. So I'm like, I need more about that.
What if it's just him like in a wig and a big bushy mustache?
I would like that, too.
Me, Mauricio Sr.
The thing about like Million Dollar Listing, which is another version of that.
Yeah, which I love.
Which is I enjoy. But then one day we were watching it and this guy we knew and they were trying to sell like a $30 million house.
Well, the houses are insane. It's just.
But they're trying to sell this $30 million house. And then suddenly they're like, OK, well, we have one person who's really interested in it and the stakes are very high. And the guy walks in and it's our friend. And so he doesn't have $30 million.
And you're like, this is an actor.
He's just a friend who did a favor to them. Right. And then we kept seeing stuff like that
we know that
like suddenly a tough agent comes in to look at, you know, to look at the house. And we're like,
Scott,
yeah.
Of S.H.I.E.L.D., yes.
Thank you for the clarification.
She comes in to like... look at the house for supposedly on behalf of their client. And Kulop goes, no, I know her. She works for the other one.
Stop.
You know, it's like every part of it is fake. They're just staging.
It's like the Truman Show falling apart.
They're staging every interaction.
Because how many times do I have to be told that? I don't care.
I know, because I like looking at the houses, but they are staging.
It is fun. Well, it's like when you know House Hunters. Is like
yes, House Hunters, they've
the
already.
They know where the houses are already. They're putting out the house food.
Call it Coyote Hunters.
I read a blog about that, which I'm sure we've talked about.
They already know.
They bought the house, I love and then they blogs. Have, they'll sometimes just empty someone's house just to show it.
Yeah. Well, whatever the house is that's empty is the one that they always pick because that's the one they bought recently.
Yeah, it's really annoying. Yeah.
Everything is fake on reality TV.
But I like this show.
Except the romances.
Oh, and then on.
And I was reading into some of it going, is this part fake? Is this a story? I'm going, I don't really care. I like the characters.
Then on America, what is the one where it's like American it used to be plastic story. Surgery and then the they swan. Turned it into houses?
Oh, Extreme Home Makeover.
Yeah, Extreme Home Makeover. Yeah.
Extreme Makeover. It was like, move home that edition. Bus. And then it's like, your mom looks like a totally different
is this
person.
Wait, right. What?
Oh, are you fucking... Yes, it was
yes,
the
best. It started as Extreme Makeover.
So it was people who thought they were really ugly would go and
I
have like...
I did not know
they would
this.
Have like 10 plastic surgeries at once and be recovering in a hotel for like 6 weeks or more and then go maybe months.
And they would
months.
Change like every like their body, their face, everything about them.
They'd have full... Like they get implants in their face. Yeah. They get structural. Changes.
And it was not a feel-good show, necessarily.
It was actually just really sad.
Well, it sounds like it's impossible to feel good.
But I remember actually this because I watched it as a kid, which is also fucked up. And I remembered this thing about teeth, but now I know that it must be veneers, but it always confused me until more recently. I had this memory of them sort of putting a blue light on the teeth and like moving them into place. They just put veneers on. They just whittled them down to shards and put caps. Ugh. And that part of it is so scary.
Yeah. But anyway, it's not.
Your teeth down to little pegs.
It wasn't really a feel good.
Oh, I know about that process.
It wasn't like a feel good show, but then it's such a weird spinoff because they turned then the home edition into a big feel good family show.
Oh, yeah. Wait.
But it was the same show.
No,
so like,
no,
it's extreme
a spin-off.
Makeover, extreme home makeover.
Oh, extreme makeover. Now extreme makeover doesn't exist anymore. Edition.
No, because I think they realize it's so toxic. Like the kids and the dad and, you know, whatever, like the husband and the kids or the wife and kids.
The cousin.
They'd show up at
child.
The end, see the reveal.
And see the reveal
person.
And go like, oh, you're beautiful.
But they look so different. There was no gradual acceptance of the changes.
Right.
So it's like you're just seeing your mom.
They
now
go away.
Like
they're in bandages for 6 weeks and they come back.
But so the home one, I read some article about like, oh, they do a really shitty job. And then they raise the value on the people's homes so much that people can't pay the taxes on the home. And they then lose
the
homes.
Taxes should be paid.
Yes. Yeah, so I was like, huh, that's interesting. And then people I knew started being in my old apartment building, what do you call it? The person that you pay the rent to.
Landlord.
They don't own the building. Yeah. The
manager.
Thank you.
We got there.
She was not a designer, and then she like was suddenly hired as a designer on that. I'm like, are you a designer? She's like, no, I'm an actress, but I'm just like,
okay, well, that's why they made the rooms look, oh, this kid loves cats. He's
she
gonna
loves
live
baseball.
Inside of a big cat, and everything's furry. And it's
look,
like,
it's cat intestines, a cat heart.
It really was
gastric
like that.
Acids.
That sounds fun, actually.
But then, like, here, your bed's a slide. It's like he has to grow with the room.
Yes, it's all fake. Anyway, we have to take a break. We'll be right back.
Emmy Award-winning John Mulaney presents Everybody's in L.A., a special run of 6 live episodes created by and starring Mulaney that'll stream live on Netflix during the Netflix is a Joke Fest. The comically unconventional show will feature special guests where John Mulaney explores the city of Los Angeles during a week when every funny person is in it. Watch John Mulaney Presents Everybody's in L.A., debuting May 3rd live at 7 p.m. Pacific Time, only on Netflix.
Life is a highway. And on it, there will be many chicken sandwiches. But there's only one McCrispy. So go ahead and hit the turn signal if you know about this juicy gem of a detour.
Walmart Plus members save on meeting up with friends. Save on having them over for dinner with free delivery with no hidden fees or markups. That's groceries plus napkins plus that vegetable chopper to make things a bit easier. Plus, members save on gas to go meet them in their neck of the woods. Plus, when you're ready for the ultimate sign of friendship, start a show together with your included Paramount Plus subscription. Walmart Plus members save on this plus so much more.
Start a 30-day free trial at walmartplus.com. Paramount Plus, a central plan only. Separate registration required. See Walmart Plus terms and conditions.
And we're back.
Before we get into Lauren's topics.
Yeah.
Yeah.
As you know, the only...
Is this Paul's topic?
It's sort of an... It's a part two of Reality Recap. Yeah.
Oh, okay.
The only reality show that we watch is Southern Charm.
Okay.
I don't know. That's what we drink while we're watching. it's a terrible show.
Right.
And the people are extremely boring. And we keep watching it. And the thing
about
it...
By the way, someone lift that and use it as a commercial for this show. Freedom!
It's a terrible show. And the people are extremely boring.
What happened?
Fucking cord came out.
Oh my God! No. Emergency! Call 911!
Boo! Yeah. Is the Nibbler here?
Is who here?
Listen to me, Nibbler. Batman shows up.
The Nibbler.
Put that cookie down. So, it's all. I sort of get reality shows now because we have three friends who also watch the show.
Good. And so you understand why it's like, fun to talk about.
Yeah. So we text each other and stuff like that.
Welcome to Platteville.
But here's the thing is that because it's all just horseshit, when I find myself, when I'm watching it, even when we're texting each other, and I find myself thinking, like making a judgment on someone's actions or whatever.
Right.
I'm like, they fucking got me. They got me.
Yeah, they tricked you.
That's what's fun. And by the way, you do
but
it
it's enraging.
But you do it about scripted shows too. Like, oh my God, why would he do that? I can't believe he would do that. Blah, 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 blah. Like, it's like.
But yeah, but I mean.
But you're only watching the reality shows because it's real. Like the idea, if it was like, hey,
the idea of being a voyeur on these idiots.
But
is
but
like you would never watch a scripted show featuring these people on Love is Blind, for instance.
No, but I think there's some,
you know, doing the exact same storylines.
Yeah. I mean, I don't have to defend it. I just like it.
This is an interesting idea.
A reenactment.
You take a season of a reality show. Then you have those people
reenacted,
a scripted version of it with like sets and stuff like that.
And see which is better.
See which is better.
I would love
that. And you do like, you know, like you shoot it exactly like a scripted show rather than a reality show.
Yeah, I like
with like things like Abbott Elementary, same thing.
I mean, I thought that was a documentary.
I really did.
Well, because they spoke to the camera, explaining our feelings.
Lauren, what's your Lauren's topics?
It's not really a topic. It's a question. I think I need a new category, a new like segment.
Lauren's queries?
Yeah.
Okay.
Lab questions?
I like that.
Lab questions.
Okay. Here's my lab question for you. Yesterday, and I wonder, I also wonder, have we talked about this?
Okay. That's the first one. By the way,
probably yes.
If you're listening, please send us the spreadsheet of things we've talked about.
Yes, we need it.
Was the Nibbler new?
We need it, my precious. New to me. We hate it.
Her name, Maria. Why do I still remember
Marie Callender's?
And I only worked with her 2 months, and I remember her name, Maria.
Because she rubbed you the wrong way eating all the Publix cookies.
Also, there's a song about that name that really makes it sound like it's great.
Yeah. It was the most beautiful sound I'd ever heard.
How did you solve a problem
Santana
like it?
Santana song?
Maria, Maria, Maria.
Does he have a song about Maria?
Yeah, Wyclef sings it.
Oh, good for him.
Yeah, good for him. He's finally back on top.
All I know is Smooth by Santana featuring Rob Thomas.
Oh, my God. I really don't like that song. No offense to anyone.
What?
No offense
I think it played like so much when I was.
It's about his wife.
That fucking.
Smooth?
That episode
he felt her once.
That episode of Bajillion with the Smooth runner throughout it is so funny.
Silverman.
Where anytime the word is mentioned, the guitar sting happens in other stories.
That's funny.
It's really funny.
My question is, what do you think is the food you've consumed the most in your life?
We have not talked about this.
Because I was eating, I had bought.
It's making me sick to think about.
I know, it's disgusting. Because I'm like, I've eaten truckloads of fries. Truckloads.
Yeah.
I love fries and I ate them all the time growing up nonstop. So it's like now, even if I don't eat them as much now.
Yeah, even if you go to a fast food place and you order not a burger, you're having fries usually.
Oh, fuck yeah. If I'm having a milkshake, I'm having fries.
I mean, like maybe lunch meat.
Wow. So you mean
what lunch meat? Bologna?
I don't know if I can
you
narrow it down.
Bologna bastard.
Hey, I don't like it.
Oh, my God.
Well, because of the region it's from.
You don't like
the Bologna region?
Oh, no.
Why do we say Bologna and spell it like that? That's actually really annoying.
I think it's because Americans are stupid.
Probably. But I also wonder, are Bologna and Bologna, is there a difference between them?
Well,
there's no packaged thing that says bologna on it, right?
No one ever spells it.
Well,
my bologna has a first name.
When we were in Italy, we were talking about this because Florence is not. By the way, I'm speaking out of my ass now. Everyone.
Oh, good. It smells like shit in here.
But Florence is not the
Firenze.
It's Firenze.
See,
right.
But if you look at it on a map, it says Florence, and that's because like when we're trying to say Firenze, we say Florence.
Oh, because we are trying to say
it for real. So it's like Napoli.
What is this theory? You are talking out of your ass.
So what about bologna?
Because we're not trying to say
Bologna. I would say Bologna if I was looking at that.
Well, people say lasagna, and it's not lasagna. It's lasagne.
Oh, it's beautiful.
Thank you.
So you think you've eaten.
You think we're trying to wrap our mouths around a foreign word.
I'm saying the reason that we translate it that way, like Napoli.
Mm.
Napoli. Is like, it's Napoli.
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 Bubbly. Pizza crust.
Pizza.
What do you want on your tombstone?
Why do you have commercials for that anymore? English people
trying to say this word that they don't have the tongue sounds for?
Well, I think they also in those days, I think they just decided what the name was as opposed to
they heard Italian people saying it and they go like, oh, Florence. Yeah, that's probably what they're saying. And then they put it on a map. Mr. Charles Atlas puts it on a mesh.
Then he lifts up the whole world.
Yep. Kicks sand in someone's face.
He goes home. Reads his own book.
Do you think you've eaten truckloads of bologna?
No, I haven't.
You love bologna.
Specifically bologna.
You've eaten truckloads of? I guess that's my real question.
I don't know.
Like chips.
Deli ham or deli. Oh, chips for sure.
Chips.
Yeah.
Potato chips. Sure.
Oh, no. Poker chips.
Oh, got it.
I
didn't like them at first.
Yeah.
But then after a while, I learned to differentiate
the denominations.
Wow. The way you said that was almost like another language.
What denomination is the tastiest?
Oh, 50.
Yeah, definitely.
Whoa. Oh, it's so good.
Because it's thick.
Is thick.
Two seats.
Yeah. You know, the poker chips, depending on how much they are worth.
Yeah, it's like
the
pog.
Thickness,
it's
the
like,
thickness
it's
increases.
Like
pog.
Like basically
that's
a
why
slammer.
You want that giant just like.
Pogs are delicious.
Yeah.
I would, you know, it used to be burgers until maybe I was 30. Because okay. I think I had one or two like
you
every
day.
You
got a couple
day.
Trucks of burgers and then what's
But I think when you say fries, then. I think you're probably right.
Would
fries.
All the burgers I've eaten fit in one truck? What size truck?
Well, I'm talking like
a moving van,
an 18 wheeler,
like a yeah.
Eastbound and down, 18 wheels rolling. We gonna do what they say can't be done. We got a long way to go and a short time to get there. We're eastbound, just watch old bandit run. Have you ever seen that movie, Smokey and the Bandit?
No,
I just watched it maybe 4 years ago for the first time.
And
I'm interested, Lauren, in hearing what you would make of it.
Yeah.
Really?
Would you even understand what was happening? Because
is it black and white?
Because
I can't see that.
It's not black and white.
You can't see. What do you mean?
You're the opposite of a dog?
I get bored.
Oh. No, it's in color, but I wonder if like, because it had such a cultural impact.
Yes. Because you're old enough to kind of remember.
Oh, yeah.
Can I please Google this? I don't really feel like I have any sort of idea.
Smokey and the Bandit.
Burt Reynolds. You know who he is?
Yes, Sally Field. Course.
You ever seen him nude in Cosmo?
I've seen him laying on the floor. Yeah.
Laying on the floor. In my house. Dead.
Smoking. Oh, yeah. Okay. I'm familiar with this imagery.
Okay. Here's the plot.
Sally Field, who I was just on a plane with the other day. Oh, my God. The worst thing happened to me.
What?
Oh, my God. It's really embarrassing. Oh, do you tell me this first? And I'll tell you an embarrassing story. Are you sure?
Yeah.
Okay, wait. So, first of all, I was behind Sally Field. I realized at the end of the flight she was being very kind to everyone and had a
she was very nice on Between Two Ferns.
Dog. Oh, she was a really sweet
very
lady.
Very sweet.
Anyway, person. I got some unfortunate news about a friend's family. It was like but I was kind of processing this information just to give a little backstory as to why what happened because I was a little distracted. And I was
And you had to fly the plane because the pilot passed out.
You got on this to was at look LAX. At me, I'm the captain now.
Yeah, I did do that. And I just say that every time I'm on the plane just to see what happens. But I was on the escalator going
they ever let you on.
Down to baggage claim. I had my suitcase. I will also note that I was using my worst suitcase. It has the least ability to stand. Okay.
Can I ask you this?
I actually hate it. I couldn't reach my other one.
It's a lot of backstory.
I'm just giving
Why
it to you.
Why do you still have it?
This is. I'm actually thinking it's time for it to go.
I'm telling you it is.
No, no, it is. I have better ones, but I.
My worst suitcase.
My other ones were behind something heavy and I was like, fuck it. I'll just take that one. I was kind of a. Whatever, who cares? I wasn't thinking about it. And it was only two days. It was kind of like, who cares? Okay, I know you care, but it was kind of like,
anything else we need to know as setup?
No, that's it.
What airport?
LAX. So I was on the escalator going down to baggage claim, and I had my suitcase on the escalator.
Which you just announced your candidacy for presidents. See?
I was on Air Canada. I guess it would be Delta.
International? Tom Bradley?
Yeah.
Dang.
No, but I don't think it was. It was Terminal 5.
Terminal 5. Oh, wow. Did you park there or were you being picked up?
I was being picked up.
Scott.
Okay.
Which is part of it.
I know what you're doing.
I'm interested.
Being naughty.
I'm interested in her whole travel thing.
I couldn't wait to get home. I'm standing on the escalator. I decide to pull out my phone while on the escalator to look at
Were you doing like a Trump
texts?
Thing when he came down the escalator and he was like, Mexicans are rapists?
No. I was standing and I was being proper. And I,
you're being proper.
But
unlike
I pulled
Trump.
Out my phone,
like MC Hammer drinking
for
a, Pepsi.
A second to look at the fucking text regarding this actually serious thing that I was dealing with, and my bag decided to fly down the fucking.
Jugung, jugung, jugung.
It was flying. I mean, just sliding down.
Was there anybody ahead of you?
Yes.
Oh no.
So there's this woman off to the side,
Did
and
it
there
hit
were a couple
hamstrings?
Down. A bit further.
Streams?
I start yelling, watch out, watch out, watch out. I'm screaming. Okay, I'm screaming. Watch out.
Streams?
I don't have headphones on or anything. I'm very
hand
present.
Streams. Hand yes. streams.
Thank God I didn't have my headphones
You're
on.
In the moment.
But I was like,
Look out.
I would have headphones on at this point.
Mm-hmm.
I did not. I was just there. And then I was just screaming, oh my God, watch out, watch out. So here's what happened. It went horizontal and the handle was up.
Go on.
So the handle hit this woman in her ankle.
Hamstrings.
Oh.
And the bag was stuck horizontally in the escalator. So I was down there. I ran down after it.
Yeah.
And I'm trying to pick it up, but it's like, I can't get it out from the rubberized things on the escalator.
It's wedged.
Oh, no.
And her leg, which she's not helping me at all. And
what was she saying? Ow!
No, but I think she was processing how she was going to make me feel like shit, which she did very well.
Good.
So I'm sitting down there. I'm like, I'm so sorry. Oh my God, are you okay? I'm like apologizing profusely. I'm humiliated. I was literally saying, I'm humiliated. I'm so sorry. I'm trying to pick up my bag. I get it. I'm off the escalator with her. I'm like, oh my God, I'm so sorry. I'm like, are you okay? And she starts limping. Now, I do think that wasn't.
Oh, boy, okay. Oh, boy, oh, boy.
Because she was whacked by a plastic piece. I don't think it was
Did
a limping
she
situation.
She see you and say, wrong missing
I had a mask on, again, thank God, because there was a lot of people watching this happen.
Yeah, TMZ posted up.
Oh, my God. Honestly, my heart races. It was so embarrassing. I felt like such an asshole. And she kept going, and I was like, are you okay? Are you okay? She's like, there's nothing you can do. There's nothing you can do. And then she worked at LAX and she was like, you people do this all the time.
You people.
You need to hold on to your bag. And I was like, I've never done this in my life. And trust me, I'll never fucking do it again. Like, it was just like, I don't do this all the time. This is so unlike me. My bag actually is an asshole too.
This is my worst suitcase. Don't you understand?
It was a rounded suitcase that kind of toppled. And I did let go of it, but I usually can't.
It's perfectly
let go
round. It's got
suitcase.
One wheel.
I'll never let go of it
they
again.
Should make
she was like so mean to me.
Mm.
And I understand why I deserved it because I felt horrible. I was like,
yeah.
Can I, you know, just, I don't know how to fix it, but I wish.
Yeah,
I
it's mortifying.
It.
Yeah.
And she just was not letting me, you know, I think if I got hit, and so I don't know if this is a good or bad quality, but I think I would have been like, it's okay. Don't worry. It's
yeah.
fine to the person.
Like I've on the plane when someone takes their bag out, it's fallen out onto my head. And I've been like, it's okay. It happens or whatever.
It's an obvious accident. Of course, I didn't throw my bag down the fucking thing, but she didn't let me get away with it at all.
Yeah.
And
but
I felt
she didn't make you exchange information.
No, she just went to some working, you know, person place, a door that a worker can go into
places,
to like go into
their little clubhouse.
And then I couldn't wait to get the fuck out of there.
Mm-hmm.
So I was so embarrassed. And I was just like, let's go, 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 go.
And then Sally Field looked at you and said,
yeah,
way
what does
go.
Sally Field have to do
well,
with
because
this?
She was right. So what part of what happened before this is that this one woman kept trying to race ahead of me. And it was really annoying. And so I eventually took the
stairs. You're trying to box her out with your suitcase.
So Sally gets on the smaller escalator before this, you know, and this other woman like has to get on. So I like let her go. And then I just go, I'm just going to walk down the stairs. And then instead of doing the stairs, I get onto the escalator and then drop my bag on that woman. So I think Sally went to a secret hidey hole where they let celebrities go. She was being taken by a person who was escorting her somewhere. Yes. So I think she was being taken to a special thing.
Yeah, yeah.
But I, yeah, the I was just honestly. Isn't that horrible?
It is really horrible. And I'm sorry that that happened to you.
I truly, and I hope you get rid of that fucking suitcase.
Can I say?
I'm going to fucking get rid of it.
Yeah.
Can I say it doesn't sound that bad?
It's bad juju. It was so embarrassing. I can't even tell you.
Scott. I have an update about the Florence thing from our producer, Matt Aperdusa. It was called Florentia in Latin, then Fiorenza in Old Italian, then Firenze. The names foreigners call it by, like Florence in English and French, and Florens in German, are closer to the original, probably because they were mostly used in writing. A similar case is the city of Cologne in Germany, locally called Köln.
Yeah, but he just made that up. Like he didn't.
Matt wrote that.
Yeah, he wrote that.
He wrote on a piece of paper and then he's did
so
a
used
screenshot.
To writing like papers. For
he doesn't know. This is just his opinion.
Yeah, you got me there.
Tell me something embarrassing that's happened to you once?
Once?
Just because of that situation, I was so embarrassed. What's like an embarrassing thing?
Can you tell me? God, to narrow it down to one.
Yeah, just one.
I mean,
what comes to mind?
Me waking up screaming on the airplane.
Oh, what was that?
I think I've talked about
that. That's terrifying.
That's where I had a bad dream that someone was like looking, old men were looking at me, and I woke up and I saw two men next to me because I was in a middle seat, and I screamed that they were them. And
you said that's
the
them.
Entire plane. No, I was like, ah,
that's them.
And the entire plane looked at me and I said, whoops, sorry, bad dream.
So
and
they
and the guys just like tried to make me feel like shit and shook their head like, man, that's not how a civilized person would act. How you're not culpable for anything when you're in your dreams.
Totally. And I mean, like, I totally give it to that woman that I injured her and it was unexpected. She was just standing
And this
there.
Happens to her all the time.
And she works it probably there. Has happened to her.
If I worked somewhere, something would happen to me all the time, too.
If you worked somewhere.
Man, that really puts things in perspective.
Like
if you work somewhere, something's going to happen to you.
Yeah.
A lot. Wherever you happen to be.
But you don't work somewhere.
No.
Nothing happens to you.
No. Things happen to me at home.
Yeah.
Do I get mad at my house?
You work there. I remember in my early 20s, I used to drink and drink and drink and drink.
And drive.
No, thankfully.
Oh, that's right.
That's right. I did not drive.
Yeah, that really was lucky for you.
But I was in, really, it was a real stroke of luck. I was in Wildwood, New Jersey, performing at a place called the Comedy Casbah, which was legendary for having the worst audiences. And you would do a week there. And
did they
say
you have to go rock the Casbah?
Interesting.
Believe
reference.
Me, they played that. At the, I think, before and after every show.
Oh, good.
So it was a week-long gig, two shows a night for people that were not going to enjoy what you did. And you stayed in these sort of apartments that they had above the club. And then you could be, it was a fun gig except for that weird hour or 2 hours of the day. That was the reason
performing?
You were there.
Yeah. I feel really, like being a stand-up is
so hard. You could
so,
just go stay somewhere. It'd be great.
So hard in that.
That was
sort of
actually,
thing.
It was nice to stay at the, like the rooms that they had were nice.
Well, that's the thing. If you didn't have to do comedy and someone was just like, hey, come stay at this room.
Why is it the worst when you have to do the thing? You know?
This is the eternal question.
I know. Okay, so go on.
So I was at a bar afterwards. And I was so drunk. I think me and whoever I was with, we were doing Dr. Pepper shots.
Ooh.
Why?
Like you drop.
What is in a Dr. Pepper?
It's like whiskey being dropped into a Dr. Pepper or something?
No,
no,
into
it's
a
probably
beer.
The.
Oh. Wait, so what does Dr. Pepper have to do with it?
It tastes like Dr. Pepper.
Right.
Whatever. You, I forget what the shot is that you drop into the beer, but it makes it taste like Dr. Pepper.
Oh, sounds good.
No, a little too good. And so I was, of course, wearing. A blazer and a tie and a fedora
and a teddy underneath.
Just for you.
Scott, what happens on tour stays on tour. And I was
Teddy.
Staggering.
Do people still say Teddy?
Staggering back.
Like a relic from the 80s.
Staggering back to the to my where I was staying. Like, I could not walk in a straight line. And I heard, and I'm, in my, I'm in my early 20s, and I hear these kids across the street say,
"Oh no,
hey, look at that old drunk." And I knew they were talking about me.
That old drunk.
To be
I was like 22.
To be so drunk that you can't walk straight, but to have the wherewithal to know you're being made fun of by teens.
Yeah, yeah, yeah.
That cuts through.
Yeah. Oh, right. Cut through.
We
yeah.
have to take a break. We'll be right back.
Oh, before you're embarrassing, I want to hear a real
I said it.
You said you told it before.
I don't have anything new.
Give us a fresh embarrassment. Or GTFO.
Gotta take a break. Bye.
Bye.
Emmy Award-winning John Mulaney presents Everybody's in L.A., a special run of six live episodes created by and starring Mulaney that'll stream live on Netflix during the Netflix is a Joke Fest. The comically unconventional show will feature special guests where John Mulaney explores the city of Los Angeles during a week when every funny person is in it. Watch John Mulaney Presents Everybody's in L.A., debuting May 3rd live at 7 p.m. Pacific Time, only on Netflix.
Walmart Plus members save on meeting up with friends. Save on having them over for dinner with free delivery with no hidden fees or markups. That's groceries plus napkins plus that vegetable chopper to make things a bit easier. Plus, members save on gas to go meet them in their neck of the woods. Plus, when you're ready for the ultimate sign of friendship, start a show together with your included Paramount Plus subscription. Walmart Plus members save on this plus so much more. Start a 30-day free trial at walmartplus.com. Paramount Plus, essential plan only. Separate registration required. See Walmart Plus terms and conditions.
And we're back. And guys, I'm going to need your attention.
No!
I'm listening.
No, you're not.
Sure I am.
You shrugged your shoulders sarcastically like,
sure I am.
Like, of course I'm not listening.
No, I'm listening.
You just waved your hand at me like... You to dismiss your very words.
I'm listening to you.
Oh my God. Wow. Okay, so I'm playing a three-cher.
Everybody loves it. We're gonna do it. If you don't like it, go fuck yourself.
Off. Yeah, this is the part where some people turn off the podcast as
that's
they've
not
told,
true.
As they've told me.
People just turn
off.
They told you this.
But other well
who would tell you so?
A tweeter.
A tweeter?
Was it yeah. Elon Musk?
Yeah.
Oh my God.
But
it was
other
so.
Would say this is their favorite part.
Okay. It was so funny when everybody started changing their name to Elon Musk on Twitter.
That was funny.
And then he was
I got confused by some.
I'm going to suspend any accounts that don't explicitly say their parody.
That's why he said that.
Yes.
What a
He's a big dumb baby.
I think I really want to delete it. My one issue, because I'm not going to pay the $8 a month. I'm simply not.
No, my God, no.
I've been on there since 2008. I want to delete the whole thing, but I want to keep my name just to have it be reserved as mine.
Yes. Who cares, though? You know what I mean?
Yeah, I guess
who cares?
It honestly doesn't matter.
I don't care about what you're talking about.
You don't think that's worthwhile?
No, I just don't care about whatever
that's
you're talking about.
How you feel all the time. Yeah.
When I got rid of the check mark, I was like, this
you
is
you got
dumb.
Rid of it?
Yeah.
When?
A while ago.
You chose to not have it?
You wrote to Twitter, right? To say, I don't want
I the wrote to Twitter mark. And nobody wrote me back. And I was like, and then I heard somebody say, oh, you just change your screen name and change it back.
Oh.
And I did that. And then the check mark was gone.
Interesting.
Wait. And you, because you got a lot of annoying replies, I'm sure, because you have a lot of followers.
It's not, that has not changed, but.
But you still have a lot.
You just viewed it as a status.
Although I haven't looked lately because there might be a bunch of bots that were following me. They're gone. I have no idea.
Oh.
But the check mark became this weird status thing to people.
Because they want to really take you down.
They want to take you down.
Oh, look at you, blue check mark.
Yeah, they dismiss a thing that you say because you have a blue
really
check mark.
It's going to turn it on its head in an interesting way every asshole to have.
Yeah, exactly. It's so dumb.
Still have mine as a press time.
Sure, who cares? Why not? Keep it, don't keep it.
I think I'll just let it do its thing. I'm never going to put a credit card in the situation.
No, if anybody pays for it,
what
they
is
are
your credit card
ridiculous.
Oh, I forgot to tell you. It's 128-4965.
I forgot to tell you. We usually tell each other our credit cards.
That's our little ritual before we record is we recite our credit card numbers to each other.
And our mother's maiden name.
in the street we grew up on.
All right. Let's play Threacher, guys.
Okay.
I do it.
There's a little fellow named Tim Ward.
Oh, my God. The Threacher submitter?
Yeah. He got all saucy, and one night he was, like, drunk as hell.
Oh, he was in his cups.
And he was like, I know something good that I'm not familiar with
in
do.
His cups.
That's it's a funny. Good one. Yeah. It's a good one.
He submitted this. It's Word Alley Oop. Word Alley Oop.
I know regular Alley Oop.
Can I also just, side note, when you say, I like Weekend Water that you guys say.
Yes.
And I like your merch.
Thank you.
It's very beautiful.
Thank you very much. Yeah.
What about, Weekend give me Water, a compliment.
Weekend Water comes from
like
Jamie.
Your merch.
that you're wearing from Marvel. Weekend Water comes from Janie's mom.
Oh, she made it up?
Yes, her grandson.
I didn't know if that was like a Southern phrase or something.
Her grandson was reaching for her drink, her cocktail. And she said, no, that's Nikki's Weekend Water.
Wow. I really thought that was something I just didn't know.
Now you know.
That's really good. I love that it's a really personal.
Yeah. It's extremely personal.
Oh, okay. I need Weekend Water cups now. Okay.
Here we go. This is called Word Alley-Oop. Now, we're going to text each other a word.
Fun.
The person on the left.
I'm on a very strict plan, so how long is this game going to go?
Do you mean with
how strict is your plan?
Well,
messages?
This is going to run into money for me.
Do they punish you or?
They punish me.
Okay, so it's not a money thing.
No, somebody comes to my home and shames me.
You do 10 cents a text?
Yeah. 10 cents a text.
I remember when it was like that, and my dad would get mad at my bill when I was in high school.
Just at your bill, not at you.
No, you just scream at a bill. he actually told me to go away. Yeah.
Okay, we're going to text a word to each other.
Yeah.
I'm going to text Lauren.
Individually,
text
not
me.
On our group.
Just any word.
No. Any word. Any word. All right.
Wait, so you're texting Lauren.
Yeah.
I'm texting you.
Paul.
You're texting me. Yeah, okay. Exactly. All right. We're texting each other a word. I have texted Lauren.
I've texted Scott.
Same, Paul.
Okay. We each have our word. Now, we're going to do a scene, an improv scene.
Fuck. I knew there was a catch. I thought this was the whole game.
I thought I just had to text a word and I get to go home.
Yes. I thought this was so much fun. I had a great time.
Well, you usually only text one word at a time anyway in your text.
But so wait, what are we supposed to try to do?
Okay, we're going to do a scene. We have to say that word in the scene at some point.
Easy.
Okay. Now, afterwards, if you use your word, no, everyone's going to use their word. If you can guess,
couldn't get it out.
You can't figure it out.
How do I say it in a sentence?
We have to guess what the word was.
Oh.
So you're trying
to. You don't want to horn it in there really obviously because then we'll just go, that's what it was.
Right.
Yeah.
So we all have our word.
Mm.
All right. Let's do it. Here we go.
Okay.
Well,
indubitably.
I beg your pardon?
Indubitably, people think that libraries are free.
Are they not?
They are. It's just that they take a little bit of your soul when you
go. Hi, guys. Hey.
Hi, we're just talking about libraries.
Oh, indubitably.
Mm-hmm. Unrealistically speaking, all things considered.
All things considered?
So you
listen to that?
You contend.
Yeah, NPR.
Her contention is that libraries are not free.
I think that they are free monetarily, but they're not free in the sense that they steal a little something from you and keep it on
like
the shelves.
Like what?
Just a little bit of your essence. Because when you borrow something,
do people
return,
really go to libraries these days? I don't even know.
A lot
know.
Of older men.
People, but they've fallen out of fashion lately.
You're saying
grumpy old men.
Yeah. Grumpy old men. I rented that from the library.
You can rent that at the library.
Grumpy senior citizens.
But wait. So, but if you go to another place of business and you buy something, you're not leaving. Well, I guess you are leaving something of your essence if you go to the supermarket. Mm. And you buy a grape. You
one grape?
A bunch of grapes.
Could you buy one grape from what would
I'd
they
like
say?
To try.
If you because
it's whatever a pound.
Just about, yes. Please do the math for me. I will have one grape.
You have to hope that the person checking you out is in a good mood and, you know,
indubitably
happy,
indubitably,
indubitably delightful and not feeling,
you know, have to hope they're delightful,
not feeling annoying or annoyed or sort of horn feathered and cantankerous, you know,
horn feathered.
Yeah.
Horn feathered. Horn feathered?
Yes.
Horn feathered.
I'm not familiar with that term.
Are you the librarian, sort of like, by the way, lady?
Like, you know, just you're feeling like.
Lady.
What?
Are you the librarian?
I am the librarian. Do you need something?
Yes.
Where's the bathroom? I thought we were just having a nice talk. Oh, you have to use the restroom. It's the only way you can talk. Go to the, down the hall. Do you see the exit sign? Go out there and take a piss in the alley.
She got you.
Damn. All
now,
right.
I want to rent Grumpy Old Men 2.
Oh, okay. Well, that's something.
Grumpier Old Men?
I think we have that. We only, as you know, we only have sequels. and they are.
Yes, this is Library 2, is it not?
Yeah.
Yes.
You need to go to Library 1.
It's like Chili's 2. It's just a little T-O-O.
Yes, Library T-O-O. Yes.
The Jerk 2.
Yeah.
And you have your own song that you sing for people's birthdays.
Is it your birthday?
It is my birthday.
Can I see your ID?
Yes.
Okay. It says you were born on this date. And
this is a fake Agents of S.H.I.E.L.D. employee card.
But it's my real birth date.
Okay. Oh.
I'm willing to see it.
All right.
I'll start over.
Pardon me. I sneezed. And I may do so again.
I'll start over.
Are you going to start over every time we sneeze?
Yeah. If you could just rein it in.
It's allergy season.
If you must sneeze, simply use a receptacle.
Okay, have we all said our word?
I have.
Okay.
Now, we obviously I know your word. So, Paul, you have to guess Lauren's. I have to guess yours. And Lauren, you're guessing.
No, I guess yours. Because I gave Paul
mine. Yes, right.
Okay, but I'm really fucked.
You're
because I'm trying to think what's.
I have my guess. Paul, I'm guessing essence.
Wrong.
Whoa!
I have no guess for you.
You have no guess? You were not paying any attention.
Well, I was getting really caught up in a lot of things.
So you have no guess.
Try to guess my word.
I mean, I want to say indubitably.
No, that was my red herring, if that's the right word.
I want to say it was either horn or feather.
No.
No. Okay. But
you,
I don't know.
Right, you really pointed to it.
Cantankerous. I tried to bury it in a lot of other
ways. I think I buried mine pretty
I think you did because you did. I don't know.
Mine was fashion.
Oh, I never would have gotten
that. Yeah.
Yeah. I said it when I said libraries have fallen out of fashion.
It's very well done.
We can replay
so
that.
So none of us got any points.
It's a hard game.
You don't know what, want to know what my word was?
Oh, yeah. What was it?
Grape.
Grape.
Yeah.
When you said that would have been my second choice. You buy, well, because now it would have been because it would have been right.
Yeah. After hearing
fashion would have been, still my first been my choice if choice. I ever had one. Yeah.
All right, do you want to go the other way?
Yeah, let's try it again.
Okay, so I'll
we need a new
to other way.
I'll text
we
Paul.
We need to make the rule. No, make the word a little bit.
We don't have to do anything.
Okay,
fine. But it can't be like the.
We don't have to do anything but
so
die.
I'm texting Scott.
Yeah, you're texting me. I'm texting Paul.
And I'm texting you, Lauren.
Yeah.
I mean, obviously, like, you're the one texting the word. So if you make it really simple,
right,
then no one's going to. You want to make it as hard as possible for the person to say, I think.
Okay.
Okay. I've texted mine and I've received mine.
Oh, wait.
I've texted mine and I've received mine. Wait.
Wait, did anyone text me? Yeah, I got it.
Hello. Come on in.
Hello.
Come on in.
Okay. Look, I get it.
Thank you for coming.
No,
to
I
parent
know.
Teacher night.
Thank you for having us.
It's all right. So you guys, who are you?
We are the
mother and father and of. I'm sorry. Am I assuming you're a couple?
We're wife and husband and mother and father.
Okay.
Of
great.
Of
Jarnan.
Jarnan.
He's named after the Jimmy John sandwich emporium.
Oh, great. Speaking of Jimmy,
but we didn't want to get sued.
So
my name's Jimmy.
Jarnan.
My name's Jimmy. That's so weird.
Really? What's your last name?
You were a James.
John.
Well, you're going to get sued.
I'm Superintendent
Jimmy John.
Yes.
Okay.
Wait, you're the superintendent of school?
I thought we were going to meet with a teacher.
No.
I'm parent teacher.
Straight to the top.
Okay.
Wow.
No, I called you in because we've had
a little nervous.
We've had some terrible, terrible things happen to Jimmy.
Oh, no.
Don't you feel the dread in your heart? It's like, Oh, it's time is running out. So we're walking the plank. Have to jump into the ocean and hear the bad words in the alligator's mouth.
I hate hearing the bad words in the alligator's mouth.
Yeah.
Why can't he just eat you and be done with it? Why does he have to say all those things?
He wants you to hear the tick, tick, boom of his cluck.
Yeah. Well, here's the thing. It was so crazy that this happened on parent-teacher conference day. So something bad
happened to Jarnin. What is it?
He's dead.
What?
I'm sorry. We lost him.
To be clear, this is our monkey, Jarnin.
Yeah.
That we send to this human school.
Yes. And I love the outfits you pick for him every day. I just want
to. It's funny to put a monkey in clothes.
Well, you know, I dress him first and then I dress myself.
And I'm allowed to sleep. And now he has insomnia. I sleep like a baby. I go to bed at 3 p.m. and I wake up at 10 a.m.
This is why I look so sloppy-doppy-doo. Because usually I'm well put together. I'm standing tall, handsome, exciting, sexy, and live.
My friend S. Pam Risk is calling me.
SPM risk.
SPM.
SPATHA risk.
Yes. here's the issue. He got into the laboratory.
Oh no, he was working in the lab?
Late today, this afternoon.
Okay.
And we did experiments on him.
Wait, so what happened was you killed our son, the monkey?
Yes.
Look, let's stop calling him our son. I feel like with this bad news, it's kind of just taking it to a different place.
I'm trying to make him feel worse.
He's our pet.
Because he's a worker.
He's our pet. Okay.
Your pet?
No.
I can hear everything you're saying.
Well, then I wasn't talking to you. I was saying my
monkeys. Wait, anytime you... right now you're talking to me, so you assume that he should not be listening to you?
Are you talking to me?
Wait, Bobby D?
I don't see anyone else here besides
Bobby
wife.
D? Are you undercover?
It's me, Bobby D. I'm undercover.
What are you researching? What role
researching
are you researching?
What role?
Yeah.
I'm researching the role of a parent of a monkey.
Oh, my God.
At school.
Is there anything in this movie for me? I mean, I'm sort of an amateur actor. I teach the drama club.
Well, I have nipples. Does that make me a casting agent?
Yeah, let me tweak those.
Hey. What the fuck is going on in here?
All right. Have we
Where's
all said
Jarnin?
Our word?
I don't believe you.
Have we said our words?
Well, we want to see Jarnin and then we'll end the game.
Jarnin.
Show us Jarnin.
Have we said the word?
Show us Jarnin.
I've said it.
I have said it.
Okay. I've said it. All right. So I'm guessing Lawrence.
Yeah.
I've forgotten everything, by the way.
I know.
I do not know.
I know.
It's
really hard to do.
Guessing plank.
That was right.
Yeah!
I'm guessing sandwich.
No.
Did you not say sandwich?
I don't remember saying
Jimmy
sandwich.
John's sandwich shop?
I did say Jimmy John's sandwich shop, but it is not a sandwich.
Okay, what was it? Wait, do you have a guess for Scott?
I have to guess Scott's
name. No, so you don't have a guess because it's like really hard.
I don't have a guess because I don't remember anything that Scott said.
I know, same.
Yeah. It's
like,
nothing.
It's almost like
I really don't.
It's almost
nothing
like
that stood
we both
out.
Can't hear you.
Yeah, I didn't hear him.
I was acting too much after I got out my word. Well, I was like, I don't care anymore.
When you're in character.
What was it?
My word was lithe.
When did you say lithe?
I don't even remember you saying it.
I was describing myself.
Oh.
Was
it your sexy?
I was saying, yes, that I'm sloppy doppy doo because usually I'm standing tall
that actually,
and sexy
that moment
and lithe.
Was what, I didn't hear that word. And I actually thought that moment was when it was happening.
It was the last word
I
said
like,
in that little
sexy?
You were hyper aware. Oh,
there was
interesting.
Something about how he was doing it that just made me think something was going on.
So you have no guess for me.
What was your
You said laboratory.
Oh, how about I give you
a
hint?
I tried to really emphasize
that. How about I give you a hint?
But that was not it.
He initiated so that he could get his word out.
Superintendent?
Yes.
So superintendent, you initiated by saying parent-teacher conference.
And I was also trying to stop him. I was trying to make it a different location.
You were trying so hard. But I got it in there.
Yeah, I was trying.
I got it in there.
Oh, my God. Oh, Jesus. You all right?
I turned up my volume super loud with my knee accidentally,
oh, no.
And you guys were shouting at me. Okay, we have to go.
This was fun.
I enjoyed that game.
It was fun. It's a fun game.
I enjoyed that game. It's a good game.
Yeah, thank you.
Thank you, Tim Ward.
Tim
the
Ward,
drunk?
I believe. Yeah.
Tim yes. or Tom?
Who cares?
No one ever knows.
All right, so here's the deal.
What is it?
If you want to follow us on social media, we're at Threedom USA on both Twitter and Instagram.
Okay.
Yeah.
Okay.
We should change it to Elon Musk on Instagram.
Yeah. Okay. And then if you want to listen to old episodes of Threedom, we're re-releasing all the old episodes. We're calling it
Three Visiting on the Tuesday.
Because it's happening on Tuesday, so this Tuesday we'll re-release another episode.
Is it three visiting? Do you think if we had a producer who could tell us for sure what it is?
No, we don't have one of those.
He wouldn't say a word.
We have Matt is making up shit about Italy. Anyway.
Anyway, Italy, we love you.
Emmy Award-winning John Mulaney presents Everybody's in L.A., a special run of six live episodes created by and starring Mulaney that'll stream live on Netflix during the Netflix is a Joke Fest. The comically unconventional show will feature special guests where John Mulaney explores the city of Los Angeles during a week when every funny person is in it. Watch John Mulaney Presents Everybody's in L.A., debuting May 3rd live at 7 p.m. Pacific Time, only on Netflix.
Walmart Plus members save on meeting up with friends. Save on having them over for dinner with free delivery with no hidden fees or markups. That's groceries plus napkins plus that vegetable chopper to make things a bit easier. Plus, members save on gas to go meet them in their neck of the woods. Plus, when you're ready for the ultimate sign of friendship, start a show together with your included Paramount Plus subscription. Walmart Plus members save on this plus so much more. Start a 30-day free trial at walmartplus.com. Paramount Plus, Essential plan only. Separate registration required. See Walmart Plus terms and conditions.